To discuss this ruling and other, we're going to bring in college football writer and producer Brian Fisher. Brian, good afternoon. Thanks for being with us.
Great to be on.
Well, your quick reaction to yesterday's release by the NCAA.
Well, you know, I think any time the NCAA releases these type of statements, you know, they're obviously looking to kind of calm over some of the criticism that's, I guess, been directed at them. And, you know, I really think they kind of did the opposite, that they probably attracted more criticism with a statement on this. And, you know, I was talking with some other people, you know, in the media and out yesterday about the release, and, you know, they all kind of pointed to the same thing. They, you know, really can't remember outside of this year the NCAA really releasing these type of statements and trying to clarify what they've, you know, what their decision was or something like that. They've really, you know, always kept quiet about it or, you know, said something off the record and, you know, just kind of let it slide. But now they're kind of being more public, being, you know, more proactive. And to be honest, it's kind of the opposite effect. They're really inviting more criticism with these type of releases. And, you know, the stuff inside the release itself, you know, is, you know, fairly accurate. They did cite things that were already, you know, had been agreed to and bylaws and decisions that were happened in the past. You know, that's an accurate statement. But the way that they're doing it by making these releases is really kind of doing the opposite of the fact of, you know, what they wanted it to.
Yeah, it seems that a lot of the release, they said that they were responding to media reports. Does that not lower the NCAA to an extent to be responding to media reports?
Yeah, I mean, I think at some point they do have to be, you know, somewhat aware of what's going on in the media. I mean, as an organization, you know, you don't want, you know, if you're a company, a major company, you're going to, you know, respond to someone saying, oh, you know, this company is bad doing this thing or that. You know, you want to respond to that and kind of clear up the facts and whatnot. And but again, you know, kind of going back to my point is, you know, this is really kind of new ground for the NCAA in releasing these type of statements and trying to clarify and trying to be more proactive. And, you know, you can debate releasing a statement, but I think it's, you know, the context of the statement and what was actually in it that kind of got people fired up. You know, it's an interesting time with the NCAA with a new president and a lot of new staff changes. And you know, certainly responding to media reports hasn't been the norm for the NCAA, but going forward, I actually think it's probably a good thing, even though in the recent cases they're inviting more criticism. I think more dialogue with the NCAA is good in the long term.
The NCAA release stated that had Cecil Newton in the Cam Newton situation, had Cecil Newton actually received money, then Cam would have been ruled ineligible. And in the previous statements, they repeated the phrase, based on the evidence they know now. And also a Fox Sports report that came out on December 15th said that NCAA President Mark Emmert wouldn't rule out the possibility that emergency legislation would be put in place in January that could affect the outcome of the Newton situation. Where do you see that particular case right now, and where do you think it is going?
Well, I think we're kind of in a holding pattern. And until January comes around and with the national championship game and, you know, going forward, I think everybody is, you know, they don't want to make a decision early that, you know, negatively affects Auburn or Cam Newton or anybody really on the field of play when, you know, they haven't discovered all the facts or, it could be later proven that nothing happened and that would be their final decision. And they don't want to take that chance of taking away, you know, the opportunity to play in a game like that for any student athlete and the fans. And, you know, obviously their corporate sponsors and whatnot probably play a role in that thinking as well. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think it's going to be in a holding pattern. And then as soon as, you know, the national championship game gets done, and then the NCAA has several meetings in January to go over rule changes and whatnot. I think, you know, you're probably looking at something around February when there might be some more progress in this case. But right now, I think it's just a holding pattern at the current moment.
Do you agree with the NCAA's decision to let the five Ohio State players play in the Sugar Bowl?
I just think it's kind of you know, it was such a big punishment for next year. You know, five games is a lot. I mean, that is going off of their, you know, standard scale in terms of deciding how many games to suspend players based on the amount of money that they received as an extra benefit and whatnot. You know, it was a big benefit received, and then, but it really does take the, you know, the teeth out of that suspension by allowing them to play in a bowl game that, in all honesty, is just an exhibition game. Mm-hmm. And it has no effect on the NCAA. They're only getting $12,000 from the Sugar Bowl. You know, it's to me silly that they would allow this exception, which is on the books. They can do that, but it really kind of takes the teeth out of their suspension later on. And then again, you know, the players in Ohio State are going to go through an appeals process after the Sugar Bowl. They're going to try to get those games reduced to, you know, maybe one or two. Mm-hmm. I just think in the end, it really kind of takes that bite out of the, you know, message that the NCAA is, you know, trying to do send with suspending them for that many games.
Moving to play on the field this year, 2010 season was quite a year. What do you think is the biggest thing we've learned about the just the entire college football landscape this year?
You know, I can't remember a year where college football is so much, you know, so in the news. Mm-hmm. About things that had happened in the sport, and in, you know, in the long run, I think it's good that, you know, college football is really being looked at more thoroughly. It's not just games, you know. The off season is never ending, almost like, you know, the NFL or the hot stove league in baseball. And in the end, I think it's just taking off, and you can see it on the ratings that, you know, outside of certain games or certain conferences, you know, ratings are down. But, you know, across the board, you're seeing really high-profile televised games. You're seeing major teams get recognition that they haven't ever gotten. You're seeing large media contracts being doled out. And, you know, I think it's a sport that is growing and getting more interest. And, you know, in the end, we don't know where it's going to go, but I would say it's the change is still going to continue in 2011 and beyond.
Brian Fisher, the college football writer and producer, thanks so much for being with us. I know you have to run.
All right, thanks.
Brian Fisher, college football writer and producer.